Municipal leaders from across rural Alaska met in Girdwood this week for a conference on developing local renewable energy resources. The meeting was sponsored by the Alaska Energy Authority and the University of Alaska. It was designed to give communities concrete answers on bringing down the increasingly unaffordable price of energy. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Steve Haginson says he'd never seen a turnout like this one for an Alaska Energy Authority conference. Haginson is executive director of the organization. He says the idea was for community leaders to walk away with practical information.
Number one, we're trying to educate people about the technology that's available, whether it's hydro, geothermal, kinetic hydro, biomass, and they need to understand not just the good ideas, but the downsides of some of these choices also.
Haginson says AEA is working on finalizing a state energy plan that will give communities a way to compare the costs and benefits of all their energy alternatives.
Today, you know, you get an idea, well, should I do biomass or hydro or wind? And nobody knows how they relate to each other. So we're doing the math to understand and doing an analysis on those different alternatives that they have available to show them the least cost option for fuel supply and delivered to their homes.
The energy plan will be out in December. In the meantime, conference attendees had the chance to hear in depth about different topics, including wind, hydro, energy efficiency, and wood biomass. In that session, Craig City Planner Brian Templin described a newly installed wood-fired boiler that will heat at least two schools and the town pool. The system runs on wood chips from a local sawmill that used to be shipped to the lower 48. Templin said the city began considering the system 4 years ago.
You know, in 2004, 2003, this was a great alternative for us. At the price of diesel today, I can't imagine not doing a project like this.
Craig's new wood boiler is remarkably clean burning. Angela Morgan from ANIAC listened with interest to that part of Templin's presentation. She says several individuals in her village already heat with wood, but on windless days, the exhaust can get pretty bad.
Local people complain about all the smoke that comes out of the stack, and I think maybe they need to use a different source of wood, maybe the pellets or the chips or something. Because I see that they have some programs going where they're using wood and there's hardly any fumes at all. And the ones that people are using in ANIAC, they have a lot of smoke coming out of their stack.
But Morgan says a switch to cheaper fuel can't come too soon in ANIAC, where so many people have struggled to make it in the last year.
I know of some people that went a couple days during the winter without heating, you know, without oil. It's going to be worse this winter because at that time, gas price didn't go up, and then now the gas price in ANIAC went up two or three times, I think, gas and oil price, and it's going to be even worse.
Jack Abair is optimistic rural Alaskans will be able to weather the energy crisis. He's president and founder of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks. He says the key is to turn to new technologies without relying on a single silver bullet.
If anybody can find the solutions, Alaskans can. I really do believe that here at the top of the world is a lot of talent and a lot of innovation, and that our responsibility is to use that talent and our creativity to come up with universal solutions for problems the whole world is facing.
Many years ago, Abair lived in a sod igloo in the Brooks Range, so he speaks with experience when he says the solution for rural Alaska will have to be a blend of looking back and forward.
In the 60s, folks in rural Alaska in the treat areas were using wood as a renewable energy source for heat. So how can we use wood in those areas for both heat and power? And how can we design homes that use local materials as much as possible and local labor to provide shelter for the folks that live in those communities?
Abair points out that Alaska Natives have lived here for thousands of years, thriving in some of the harshest conditions possible. And he says going back to using as many local resources as possible is part of the answer for communities hoping to thrive for thousands of years to come. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.